Hello there, this is Mistress Delia. Perhaps one of your 2018 resolutions is to have actual sex. Now we know you are a compulsive masturbator, don't we? And being a solo sexual, maybe you want to really see what the buzz is all about. So I have for you, just in case you were thinking anything about me, 20 reasons why I will not allow you to fuck me. You are simply not part of the sample size of men who are allowed entrance into my meat silo. Number one, well, baby doll, it's against LDW policy. And I am such a compliant girl, you know. Number two, you have a small dick, you know. A small, useless, pathetic dick. Three, and this is an easy one, I'm married. So that leads to number four. I get more than enough sex, thank you. No need to be dissatisfied by your inadequate dick. And five, I think it's funny that you are consigned to a life of masturbation. You only get solo sex, which matches very nicely with your equipment. What a coincidence. Number six, I love keeping you out of your mind frustrated. It's fun for me. And funny too, don't you think? Number seven. Well, secretly and truthfully, come on. You want to only masturbate before me and to me. You don't want to fuck me. You truly, ardently, and literally love to masturbate. In your perverted mind, masturbation is superior to the real thing. Aww. Don't cry when I call you perverted. How about misguided for favoring solo sex over partnered sex? That better, sweet pea? Number eight, let's be truthful. My pussy intimidates you. You know it does, and so do I. So that helps with number nine. Truth be told, you want to be faithful to your hand. And number 10, you are a loser. Oh my goodness. Number 11, your singular approach to sex is, well, entertaining for Miss Delia. Number 12, you are conclusive proof of the old adage, different strokes for different folks, and that little thing between your legs certainly is different. Number 13, let's face it, you are a jerk off. Number 14, if you came inside me, you wouldn't be able to slurp up your entire load. Next time you come, which I'm sure will be within the next 24 hours, max, I direct you to ejaculate into a bowl of cereal, let it marinate overnight. When you wake up, add milk and eat it for breakfast. It just sounds so savory and delicious, doesn't it, honey pie? As a long-suffering masturbator, your fucking skills are at best rudimentary. Good fucking requires proficiency. In short, odds are you'll be quite a disappointing fuck. Which brings me right to number 16. Fucking is for those of us into adult sex, and that's just not your thing. Number 17. You are such an accomplished one-ist, a maestro of masturbation. Why would you want to waste a precious solo orgasm by fucking? You ever think of that? Number 18, you know that I would much rather do it with an accomplished fucker like my husband Jack. Master Bader male that you are, you gallantly step aside to allow my stud to drill me wide and deep. That is a deed which you are incapable of. That's the truth. Number 19, it's priceless to listen as you furiously jack off while breathing repeatedly, breathlessly, oh, over and over again into oblivion. I am a masturbator. I'm only a masturbator. I am a happy masturbator. I am a superstar masturbator. I am a masturbating prodigy. I know you both think and say those things. And finally, number 20, you, Master WizKid Wanker, have a small dick. Oh, wait, number 20 was a repeat, you say? Well, maybe it is, but I still won't fuck you. Stay tuned for part 2. In the meantime, retreat to that corner and polish your knob facing the corner like a little bit of punishment for your good-for-nothing pudwhacker. This is Miss Delia, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975. Happy masturbating.